You are about to hear and be changed.
Are we getting this off?
Okay. Some experience here in Luamata.
Brown board in Luamata.
Praise the Lord.
Amina. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Asante sana. Mungu akubariki.
Mungu akubariki.
Amen. We're happy to be here with you. In Luamata.
Luamata.
Amen.
Amen.
To share with you about the word of God. It is a special appointment for you. You can see God sending people from all over the world to come to Luamata. Amen. Hallelujah. So you are very important with God. And the word that you are hearing is from God. I know the word of God brings life. Amen. You know, every one of us in this room, we came forth from a seed. Amen.
Amen.
Everyone in this room came out of a seed. Because the seed has life. Amen.
Amen.
And the word of God is like a seed also. If you receive it, it's going to bring forth life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's going to bring forth a new kind of life that you have never seen before. Amen.
Amen.
So I'll be telling you the story of two Adams. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Bible tells us the story of two Adams. The first Adam.
Adam.
And then the second Adam. And the Bible says this second Adam is the last Adam. Amen.
Amen.
After this one, you're not going to have another Adam. So in 1 Corinthians 15, the Bible says it is the first man and the last man. So when you look at the Bible, you see the life of that seed. Everything that seed can bring forth is shown in the Bible. Another way to look at it, the Bible says that there are two men also. One is from the earth. The other one is from heaven. Amen. One is earthly minded. One is earthly minded. One is heavenly or spiritually minded. Amen. And the Bible even goes further to say that in the life of an individual, in your life, that these two natures can be manifested. Amen.
Amen.
The first Adam speaks of a nature. The second Adam speaks of also another nature. But you see, God did not stop there. God allowed those two men to live on earth. So there was a time when you had a man called Adam. And according to Luke's gospel, Luke told us that that first Adam was the son of God. Hallelujah. And according to the same Luke also, the second Adam was also the son of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So for two of them, God was their father.
Yeah.
And the two men walked and lived on the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God is presenting those two men to you for you to decide which way you will go. Are you going to go with the first Adam? Or are you going to go with the second Adam? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that Mary brought forth her firstborn son, who was called Jesus, who is called the Christ. Amen. So, what is Christ? Christ is God manifested in a human being. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christ is the seed of God made flesh. Christ is the seed of God made flesh. Christ is not something that is in your mind. Christ is something that is relevant in your matter. Amen. So Christ lived on earth as an example to you. The first Adam also lived on earth, and you have to decide which way you are going to go. Are you going to go with the first Adam, or are you going to go with the second or the last
Adam?
The scripture tells us that Jesus shall be called Emmanuel. What does Emmanuel mean? Who can tell us? Huh? God is in the matter. God with us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Many of us think that God is far. God doesn't want to be far. He doesn't just want to be in the matter. God wants to come here. This is the final destination of God. God is looking for a house. Are you going to offer him your heart to come and dwell in your heart? What does the scripture say? Say, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man opens the door, I will come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And our brother was telling us the story of that man that was possessed by demons. That story is about you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Many of you have situations and circumstances that may even be worse than that story. That may be worse than that story of the man that was bound by those spirits. Even though that man was under oppression, his situation could not prevent God coming into him. And I want to tell you, their situation also cannot prevent God coming to you. Hallelujah. God wants to come to you. You are the final destination of God. Hallelujah. But you see, many of us are like that first Adam. We have a mentality. There is something in our mind. When we think of church, there is something that comes to us. Amen.
Amen.
And this is something that we got from the British people. How many of you know I'm from Nigeria? Did you tell them I'm from Nigeria?
Not yet.
Now I'm from Nigeria.
Amen.
And many of you, when you think of Nigeria, you think of Nollywood. The films. Those things from Nigeria. Amen. Okay, this is a different type of Nigeria. You know, the Nigerian people, we receive this gospel from the British people. Just like you received it from the British people. Amen.
Amen.
Amina.
Amen.
The problems we have are the same problem you also have. Because you have a certain understanding of church. Amen. Which is different from what God is talking about. Amen.
Amen.
The scripture says that you are church. You are church. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
God is not coming to dwell in this building. He is coming to dwell in this building. He is coming to dwell in this building. Hallelujah. That is church. Hallelujah. And the British people taught us that this is church. Hallelujah. So when you enter in this church, you are walking holy. Holy. Hallelujah. Amina.
Amina.
So when you come into this building, you are holy. But this building is not holy. Amen. But today Jesus is turning it around. He says this building must be holy. Hallelujah. Because this is the dwelling place of God. This is the temple of God. Hallelujah. And for this weekend, today and tomorrow, we are going to be telling you about this house. will be telling you about this house. Amen.
Amen.
God's plan for this house. What God has in mind for you. Amen. That you are important to God. That you must change your mind. Amen.
Amen.
Let me ask you a question. Who is the priest of God? Who is the priest? Yes.
He is the priest.
Yes. Who is the priest? Who knows? Who is the priest? How about the man that wears collar? And wears cap?
They are no longer a priest.
They are no longer priests. The man that wears cap. Or the man that is dressed. The man of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God, this is a good God. Is that not the priest?
No.
Who is the priest? Who is the priest of God? Who is the priest of God? Hallelujah. Where is the temple of God? Okay, here. Okay, if you are the temple of God, then where is the priest of God?
Jesus.
You are the temple.
Jesus is in me.
Oh, Jesus is in you. So Jesus in you is the priest. How about you now?
I'm just a temple.
You are just the temple. Hallelujah. Okay, he says he is just the temple. And Jesus in him is the priest. Is that what the Bible says? Okay.
He is the priest of this church.
Of which church?
Of his church.
Oh, okay. He is the priest of his church. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You are the church. So you are the priest inside. Amen. Okay, you agree?
He has
Amen. Amen. We are going to show you from the Bible that you are the priest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, in East Africa, in West Africa, to be a priest is a profession. When you want to make money, you go to Bible school. So yeah, you become a priest. The priest of God is going to Bible school to be a priest. It's a waste of your money.
No size.
A waste of your time. A waste of God's time.
No.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
If you want to be a priest, what should you do? You go to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Because there is a new man. And that man is fashioned after the life of Christ.
No, your muntu mupia. I told the drum of the Yamkama first Christo.
Amen.
Amen.
So when the British people came, they told us a priest was a special man in the house of God. Everybody must respect the bishop. Everybody must respect the pastor. And they said the pastor is a special man.
Pastor.
So you have the pastor.
Katwina pastor.
And then congregation.
Katwina.
So when you come to church,
Katwina.
You come to watch film.
Katwina.
You come to watch drama. You come to hear what the pastor has for you. Amen.
Amen.
So you are a passenger. Passenger. You are watching a show. Amen. Hallelujah. Our brand board is down. Don't worry, we will use this very soon. Amen. So when you come to church, church is a show. You are watching the American preacher doing miracles. Amen. And that is why church has lost its power. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because what you now have that you are calling church, God does not recognize it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What you have is a social club. The Luamata social club. We are the talk of God. They sing about God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you have spectators. And one man who is a pastor. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But that's not what your Bible says. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that when you appear before God, you must not come empty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Deuteronomy 16 verse 16 says, when you come to God, you must come with an offering. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you come to God, you must bring your offering. Who is the offering? Who is the offering? Your money or Uganda shilling is your offering. Is it not so? So you give offering for pastor shirt. You give offering for pastor's birthday. You give offering for church building. You give offering for pastor anniversary. You have brought an offering to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is why the church is the way it is. But the Bible says, you should offer yourself a living sacrifice to God. Do you understand? God is not interested in your money. God has enough money. He owns the whole world. Say, my son, give me your heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My son, give me your hand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the offering. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you come to church, everybody must have an offering. You must give your heart to Jesus. You must offer yourself to Jesus.
Amen.
And the offering you bring to God is the life you live. You and your wife. The life you live with you and your wife is the offering God wants. But the devil tells you, no, that's not the offering. It's not important what you do with your wife. It's not important how you treat your children. It's not important how you go to your native festivals. You can do Christmas and do Easter. You can do your Kabaka festivals. That is not important. It is a lie. That is the most important. What you do outside this building is church. Hallelujah. What you do in your kitchen is church. It is an offering. The way you think is an offering. The way you feel is an offering. What you desire is an offering. The things you decide to do is an offering. everything that concerns you is an offering. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, and the devil knows that. So you spend 23 hours in the day worshiping the devil. Then 2 hours on Sunday, you come here and you are worshiping God. It's a lie. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, thou will love the Lord your God with all your heart.
All
your heart. Whether you are here or you are in your bedroom. All your heart. With all your mind. With all your soul. The young men, they come to church, but their mind is in dance club.
Hallelujah.
The women come to church, but right now you are cooking at home. You are sitting down here, but your mind is going to your farm. You are harvesting in your farm, but you are sitting down. Hallelujah. God wants your mind. Hallelujah. God wants your mind. Some of you are here, you are keeping malice with your husband. You are keeping malice with your wife. With your brother, with your sister. The devil tells you it's not important. God said that is the most important. Hallelujah. Because you are the temple of the living God. Everything about you is worship. Hallelujah. The life you live is an offering to God. Hallelujah. And that is what Jesus taught us, isn't it, sir? Jesus told us, everything I do, I do it because that is what I see my Father doing. Amen. Jesus did not do anything that he did not see his Father do. Not anything he said was what his Father had said. Any place he went, he saw his Father say, go there. He said, I always do the things that please my Father. That is the worship. That is the new worship. That is the real worship of God. Hallelujah. So God is calling us out of religion. Because the British people taught us that church is only on Sunday. On Sunday you wear your best shirt. You iron your trousers. You bring out your jacket. Then you cook the best food on Sunday. And you are going to church. When you go to church, you sing hallelujah. You bring your offering to God. Then you go home and you eat your best food. You come back and say, yes, I'm a Christian. You are a religious man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the bondage. So today in East Africa, young men are pastors. Because there is an image in their mind that I am a religious man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God says, we all are priests. He said that you are called to be a royal priesthood. In Exodus, it says you shall be a nation of priests. In Revelation, it says he has made us kings and priests. A priest is someone who brings an offering. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A priest is someone who brings an offering. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In my village, in Nigeria, and I'm sure in your village, the firstborn, whether it's a man or woman, is a priest. Hey. Is it true? Is it true in the Kabaka kingdom? Is it true in Buganda?
Amen.
The firstborn is a priest. The first girl is a priest. The first girl is not supposed to marry. She's supposed to stay at home. Have children. I stay in the house. The firstborn is a priest. He has a double portion.
I know Mugabo Gamundi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He goes to sit with the chiefs. He has a stool. His word is law. His word is law. What he says is law.
He's
the one that shares the family land. He shares the cattle.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Even if you don't tell me, I know that's what's happening. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I know other things also. When the young girls become start having their period, some things happen.
What do you mean, Jehovah?
When the young woman marries a man, the first night of the marriage, you know what happens. Me, I also know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That was why there was HIV in Uganda. Because of the cultural practices. It is worship. A priest is someone who brings offering. Who gives an offering to a devil. 1 Corinthians 10 says something.
He says
an idol is nothing. Because behind the idol is a spirit. In the traditions that you have, in the practices you have, the way you treat your women, the way the women relate with their fathers-in-law, the way you relate with your kabaka, there are spirits that are receiving life. So whether you believe it or not,
you
are a priest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the priest must bring offering. The only thing is, who are you giving your offering to? Is it an offering to the devil? Or is it an offering to God? Many of us will say we are Christians, but
we
will spend the greater part of our life bringing offering to devil. Because the tradition of Kabaka and Buganda is very important in your mind. It's in your mind. And that is what you worship. In your mind, you worship a spirit. Because there is a spirit that rules over Buganda. There's a spirit that rules in your family. Which the first son worships. And he makes sure he maintains the tradition of the elders. That was what Abraham was doing. God told him, you must come out from your family. God told him, you must come out from your tribe. God told you, you must come out from your nation. And many of us want the blessing of Abraham, but we do not want to bring the offering of Abraham. Amen.
Amen.
How many people here want the blessing of Abraham? You must be ready first to bring the offering of Abraham. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As I sat down there, that was what God was telling me for you. When I sat down, God gave me a word for you. And that is the word I'm sharing with you. You have to choose between the offering of Abraham and the blessings of Abraham.
Hallelujah.
If you want the blessing of Abraham, you must bring the offering of Abraham. What was the offering of Abraham? He rejected his family. He rejected his family gods. He rejected the family spirit. There are spirits that run in families, don't you know? You know the gods your family people worship. Hallelujah. Abraham rejected it. Are you ready to reject it? I didn't say, are you ready to come to church? Are you ready to reject the family spirit? Hallelujah. If you look at the Bible, the family spirit has some benefits. And it also has a lot of disadvantages. Many of us, we want the blessing, but we don't want the negative thing. Hallelujah. It doesn't work like that. If you want the blessing, you will get everything. Hallelujah. So it's either you reject the family spirit and you receive Christ, or you receive the family spirit and reject Christ. Dowry. Dowry. That you pay when the man wants to marry the woman.
It's
devil worship.
It's
devil worship. It is a recognition that there is a ruling spirit who owns the girl. So you cannot take the girl away without giving something to the ruling spirit. So they tell you must pay a token. It's not too much money, just something. Yes, it's very important.
Era oyinde banyiga bagamba ku mezi gwaki basula kuba mumayumba gaabwe kize no nze basasula ewafu era abakazi bakyenyumirizaamu bamusasula ewaabwe funa bulungi nti nze basasula ewaffe ndimugule kati kati ebogendere kalamajo babagula nti omuko ataata ajja wakasuka bwate tumuwerikoma zonna ezeeri za muwalawe ebunyankole kyekimu ate mu abanyarwanda tendayogera bimeka namumanyi abanyarwanda kyekyo tigambanga tosobola kutwala mukyalo nga tomaze kumugula era tulina babulaza bangi nnyo bo bakyekintu kyabakoze ezisasula kati konsepiti eri wano ti obwongo bwo bukugamba ti bakusasudde ate ekyo bwetukyogera babulaza bakaga bagamba ti tuwonyeka akati tusigala tugamba tukkiriza nti bwogenda ewoba womukyala bwogenda okuwasa otwala amakulu otwala ebirabo tomugula wabula owaayo nga bwe baisaaka bakola batya bawaayo tebagani omwana akuleeteeka twagala sente mwezi ofunye bulungi kati ono kyagezako okugamba nti waliwo bwenayo nogamba ti bansasula to the slavery and traditional that part.
Amen. Amina. Amina.
Amen.
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 So Jesus paid the price
for
for everyone. And the price is the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So if you are a daughter of Zion, a price has been paid for you. Hallelujah. A price has been paid for you. Why do you want to pay another dollary price? When Jesus has already paid the price for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And there is no place in the Bible that where it says you must pay dowry. There are just four cases in the Bible. And in those four cases, it was very clear that God was not saying you must pay dowry. Dowry is a practice of those who do not know God. Of the Canaanites. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But in the house of God, every daughter of Zion has been redeemed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So, when you want to get married, what you need is the consent from the families. And the marriage is done in the church by the people of God. Because God started marriage. The first marriage God started it. So God knows what to do about marriage. He says, therefore, a man and woman will leave father and mother, come to God, and God will make them to be one. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you do that in the presence of witnesses in the church. And the family members will be there. Traditional marriage is devil worship. Because they tell you they must spill blood. Either of the cow, of the goat, of chicken. Because it's blood covenant. They know it's blood covenant. And they want you to make a covenant with the God that rules over your tribe. And when you do that, you reject the blood of Jesus. Jesus has shed his blood already for you. Why do you want another blood? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So the church must reject traditional marriage. The church must reject traditions.
There
are traditional festivals. When a young girl comes to puberty, there are traditions you people do. The church must reject it. When a young man gets married, the father-in-law becomes the second husband.
Sorry.
The father-in-law becomes the first husband. All of you are looking at me. You are wondering, how did he know? The father-in-law becomes the first husband. Then the real husband becomes the second husband. Devil worship. Amen. You don't want to say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Say amen. Devil worship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The man must leave his father. The woman must leave his father. And be joined to the husband. Two of them become husband and wife. His father has no role in that. Hallelujah. And God said, what God has joined together, let no father-in-law, let no tradition come inside. Hallelujah. Say amen now. Say amen now. Hey.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. You are matter. Say amen. Amen.
Amen.
You must choose today whether you want to follow Christ or follow your tradition. Your problem is that you are afraid that if you follow Christ, Christ is not strong enough to protect you from the sorcery in your village. You are not convinced that this Jesus is not powerful. That is the problem. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are not sure of your God. Our God is a weak God. He's a God of grasshoppers. That is what we have been saying. So because you say your God is a God of grasshoppers, you have rejected God. You have now taken grasshopper as your God. And that is why the church is the way it is. It has become the social club of lower matter, where you come and talk about God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God is giving you a choice today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the brother was preaching, he said God is bringing a choice to you. God is coming to you today, and you have to make a choice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Joshua said, choose ye this day whom you will serve. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Choose.
Londa.
Whether you will serve God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you choose God, then means you have rejected your family. You have rejected your tribe and your nation. Hallelujah. Because in Christ, you have a new family. The Bible said that we are part of the family of God. Hallelujah. That are purchased by the blood of Jesus. You become part of the tribe of Jesus Christ. You become those whose brother is Christ. That's what we call ourselves, brothers and sisters. We don't call ourselves pastors and bishops, because that is the title of the ungodly. Because we are in the family of God, we are brothers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And God is bringing us into a new nation.
He's
bringing us into a new kingdom. We are coming into a new kabaka. Kingdom of God. And our brother was telling us that when you come to God, God is giving you the opportunity to be like God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To be like God. Hallelujah. To receive the likeness of God. To receive the seed of God that will begin to grow in you, that will bring forth the nature of the second and last Adam. Hallelujah. So God is growing in you. The kingdom of God is growing in you. Hallelujah. The Bible says that a woman was pregnant, hallelujah, with a nation. That woman is you. It is your soul. Hallelujah. The soul of man is like a woman, hallelujah, that received the seed of God. Hallelujah. Mary received the seed and brought for Jesus. The church is like a woman also that will receive the seed of Christ and bring forth the nature of God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You must decide which way you will go. Whom will you serve? Are you going to go with the first Adam? The children of the first Adam, they live in Uganda. Some of them live in Lower Matter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is that true? Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay, I take it again.
There
was a man called Adam. His children were scattered all over the world. After the flood in Genesis chapter 10, they scattered all over the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The dark ones, the one who had dark skin, came to Africa. They were the Bantu. They were the Bantu. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bantu came to Africa. Some of them settled in Uganda. In fact, some of them settled in Luamata. And they started having children. And his children are the ones in this room now. Hallelujah. Amen. You are children of Adam. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that Adam,
Bible, Adam
is of the earth.
Wataka wansi.
Earth.
Wansi, wansi.
His mind is about the earth. His mind is carnal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
His God is his belly.
And
Adam went into sin.
Nah, you know, nah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Adam was driven from the presence of God.
Adam
His children do not know God. His children began to worship idols. They began to do blood sacrifices. They had blood covenants. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God sent another Adam. His name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to choose whom you will choose. Because when you get born again, the seed of this second Adam comes into you. Hallelujah. You have to choose. If you receive Jesus, the nature of Christ begins to grow in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But while the nature of Christ is growing in you, the nature of the old Adam wants to kill it. So the old man wants to kill the new man. Hallelujah. So Paul said, I must die daily.
Kati Paula agamba nti nafa.
I must put off the old man. You must put off the old man with his natures. You must put off the old man with his cultures. You must put off the old man with his traditions. Don't you understand? If you hold on to the nature of the old man, to the nature of the, to the traditions of the old man, it means that that new creation in you will be killed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, like a man that sowed his seed.
Bible,
hallelujah. Some fell among thorns. Some fell among rocks. Some fell on the hard ground. Hallelujah. It is describing the situation and the conditions of your heart. The scripture said the hard ground did not have understanding.
Bible,
it didn't have understanding. The mentality of that man was not to receive the word of God. His mentality was the mentality of
Uganda.
He was carnally minded. That was the scripture our brother read for us in Romans chapter
8.
He was carnally minded. And because he did not have understanding, the best of the air came and took away the world. Some of us are like that stony ground. The word of God comes, it doesn't grow. It's too hard. And that seed dies. In others, the word of God comes, it's like among tongues, different cares. You have different cares in you. And because of it, the word of God dies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is why many of us, we say we are Christians, but we are still babes. Because our hands have not received the word of God. This new seed we have not received it. This new band that is born in us is being choked to death by your traditions, by your family ties, by your soul ties. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 But God has brought deliverance.
Amen.
He says, you shall know the truth.
Amen.
And the truth will set you free. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 How many people want to receive deliverance today? Hallelujah. You want the deliverance that God is bringing. You have to make a choice. Are you going to receive this new birth? This seed, are you going to receive
it?
This new man, are you going to receive
it?
To receive it, you must reject the old man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must reject the old man in your mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must realize that you are the temple of a living God. The scripture says, I have chosen Zion as my dwelling place forever. That's Psalm 132. You can go and read it later on. He said, I have chosen
Zion
as my dwelling place, as my house forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who is Zion? Bible said that we have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Zion is describing the souls of men. It's an opportunity God is giving to you to be part of Zion. Hallelujah. And when you are a part of Zion,
it
means you are saying that you become the dwelling place of God. You are praying that prayer that Jesus prayed to our Father who art in heaven, thy kingdom come. Hallelujah. Say, thy kingdom come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The kingdom of God is coming from heaven to man. Do you understand the direction? The kingdom of God is coming down. It's coming down to lower matter. Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. God is coming to man. God is coming to you. Say, you will call his name Emmanuel. God
Katunda
with us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is not far. He wants to be in you. He wants to live in you forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, what shall it profit a man to gain all the world and to lose his soul? That your soul doesn't gain the inheritance of God. God does not come to dwell in your soul. The best thing that can happen to you is that you become a part of Zion. Those men in whom God is dwelling in. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the gift of God. And that is what is being offered to us. Hallelujah. That you are being invited to be part of Zion. God is not inviting you to come to church, to come and sing song, to come and dance, to come and wave your hands. He is inviting you to be a dwelling place of God. He is inviting you to be the temple of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're talking about God being made flesh. God coming down. You receiving the likeness and the nature of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says the Most High does not dwell in temples made with hands. Hallelujah. God dwells in the souls of men. Hallelujah. That is the call. That is what God is calling you for. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is what we'll be telling you over the next few hours as we stay together.
We're
just trying to do an introduction.
We're
trying to lay a foundation. Hallelujah. For you to understand why God is calling you. And then the conditions God is also giving to you. If you are going to choose and receive this invitation, then you must be ready to pay a price. It's not a free gift. Hallelujah.
Amen.
David said, I must pay for it. I will not offer to God anything that will not cost me. What God is requiring of you is going to cost you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It may bring persecution to you. It's a blessed are you when men persecute you for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
It may cost you persecution. Your family may even deny you. Hallelujah. That
would
be a wonderful thing. Hallelujah. It will be a wonderful thing for you to be denied by your family. Because God will receive you into his own family. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So we are being called.
But try it.
You may think it's a hard calling. I pray you do not think it is a very difficult calling. Because Jesus said, my yoke is easy. And my burden is light.
No one mwangu.
My yoke is easy.
Chikoligo changu changu.
There is a yoke.
Waliwe chikoligo.
There is a burden.
Waliwo omugugu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is light.
Changu.
We're not telling you there is no yoke.
Kitubaga matwali chikoligo.
We're not telling you it's no burden.
Kitubaga matibanange twali chikoligo.
There is a burden of the Lord.
Maiwa nae waliwo omugugu.
Which he wants to put upon you.
Chaigala okuteka.
Hallelujah. Amen. Are you going to allow God to put that burden upon you? Take upon you my yoke. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus said. Take upon you my yoke. My yoke is easy. Hallelujah. It's easy to serve God. Very difficult to serve the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Many of you have served the devil. I say the devil does not come but to kill, to steal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But he said, I have come that you may have life and you may have it more abundantly. Jesus is giving you abundant life. I pray you will choose that. Hallelujah. The devil has destruction for you.
Stand as executives.
Say he comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy.
Ajia kubakuta na kuzikiriza.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, in the way of righteousness is life.
Bible ega mtimkuwe mtukiribu mumu bulamu.
And peace.
Nemirembe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So the path of the righteous is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter.
Bible ega mtimkuwe mtukiribu li masamasali li masamasali magaliti magaliti niyongere niyongere niyongere.
Which way are you going to choose?
Katugenda kwa tukuo chi.
That is what God is setting before you. So we are going to end now. And we are going to give you opportunity to respond to God. And to also ask questions. Amen.
Amen.
We want to know that you are going on with what we are sharing. And we want to know if you have questions. Because it's important that you must understand what God is saying. Because God expects a response from you. And this word you are hearing today will be tested. Amen.
Amen.
God will always test his word. And God is going to allow the devil to test you. So that we will know whether you actually believe the word or not. It's not to say yes, yes, Lord. They say it's those that do my will. Say, in that day many will come and say, Lord, we went for this crusade, we healed the sick, we raised the dead. Say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. God is looking for those who will do His will. And I pray God will strengthen you to make that decision. To do His will. Bless God. Amen.
Okay, as we won't get a time of discussion and fellowship and questions, let us just get a break of maybe 20 minutes.